Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2864. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, Tuesdays at noon Eastern, I record Career Coach Office Hours on YouTube, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And this is an older episode of it. I've gotten much better at this. The production values are better. I now go for about a half hour because I have more questions to answer for people. And, you know, this one was 8 questions that I did in 2020 for people. And I just thought I would give you a flavor for what I do on the Tuesday at noon Eastern show that I do as a live stream. So all live. If you can't make it live, you can always mark that you'll attend on LinkedIn or watch it on YouTube, of course. But, you know, LinkedIn is where a lot of people come to watch it. So mark that you'll attend. Send me your questions at linkedin.com/IN/ the Big Game Hunter. Send it to me in advance of any show because I do them at on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. I'll answer your questions. And by marking that you'll attend, you'll get the replay in your notifications as a way of reminding you to watch it. So again, Tuesdays at noon Eastern, I do Career Coach Office Hours on LinkedIn, YouTube, on the Job Search TV channel there. It's youtube.com/@JobSearchTV. And again, you can watch the show wherever you like. And again, this is from, I believe, January 27th, 2020. And I'll be back in just one moment. So question number one, since most interview questions are relatively the same, is it okay to go into an interview with pre-written responses? No! Are you an idiot? You think they're going to ask you the questions because you have them written down, have answers written down? Or you think that they're testing you for reading? What they're testing you for is knowledge, and they want to be able to trust you. Competence is measured by what you know, not by what you read. And as a result, you have to be an idiot to think that they're going to sit there and have you read answers to questions. So, no, absolutely not. Question number two, why are algorithms used in job applications prone to reject 90% of applicants regardless of their qualifications? So this question basically tells me that you got rejected and you think you're qualified. They don't think so. Now, you're assuming that an algorithm made that rejection. You don't know that for a fact. For all you know, a human being looked at your resume, started laughing, and hit the delete key. I must in all bluntness tell you, when I was still doing search, it was pretty typical for me to walk into my office on a Monday morning, the 200 resumes in my inbox, and of those, maybe 2 would be qualified. That's an even worse percentage than what you quote. I am telling you, people spam their resumes out. In all likelihood, you think you're qualified, you aren't. Question number three, why are some people different on face-to-face interviews versus a phone interview? Now, phone interviews are easier and harder than face-to-face ones. They're easier in that they can't see that you have your resume out. They're easier in that they can't see that you have notes out or that you're taking notes. They're harder in that they're not influenced by appearance. All they have is your voice to go by. And they can't see that you have little cheat sheets in front of you. So the in-person invariably is harder. Now, we're talking about a phone interview here rather than a video interview. Even with a video interview, they're easier than in person because, after all, you can always put reminders around the monitor with sticky notes to remind you of some of the things that you want to talk about. Fundamentally, anytime a person is being interviewed in person, there's a greater stress level involved. And the habit is people don't perform as well in person as they do on the phone, where they're comfortable, they can be dressed as they want to, no one's seeing them, and they don't feel embarrassed. Number four, oh, this is a great one. Do you agree with this statement? You don't hire for skills, you hire for attitude. You can always teach skills. I don't agree with that statement. You hire for skills and attitude. Catch that one. You hire for skills and attitude. And you try to hire the best people that you can because although they talk about you can train and teach skills, firms are discovering that the value of a well-skilled person is far greater than the person that they have to train. I saw a statistic recently that the value of an exceptional person is seven times greater than the one that you have to train. So if that average person who needs to be trained is worth $1,000, the trained person, the exceptional person, is worth $7,000. Multiply that by tens and twenties, and suddenly you have real money there. So a $20,000 difference, a $20,000 a year average person is 140,000 in value. You get where I'm going here. You hire for both. You hire champions. You don't hire average people. Next question. How long does it usually take to get the offer after the interview process? After the interview, the recruiter, we don't know if that's an agency or a corporate recruiter, told me the hiring manager would call and give me an offer. I'm so worried. Do they really want to hire me? Why don't you believe what they're saying is true? Seriously, has it been a week? I'd call them. I'd call and say, you told me I was getting an offer. Haven't heard anything from the hiring manager. What's up? And I'll just simply say, usually if you're told you're getting an offer, you're getting an offer. However, sometimes situations change from the time that statement is made, and maybe the greatest person on the planet has walked in their doors. Maybe they had a financial hardship suddenly, and they've canceled budget for a position. Call them if you're that worried. But if it was yesterday that you heard this, please take a deep breath and relax. Why do most employers require applicants to apply online and refuse to let them apply in person? You want to apply in person because you want to be interviewed. That translates into an inconvenience for them. They're actually trying to be considerate. They want to make sure that you're comfortable and it's easy for you and that you're at home and you're applying for the job on the same stinking application without dragging your butt to their office. That actually sounds like a good deal, but you want to be able to be interviewed at the same time you fill out the application. They don't want to do that. What they want to do is evaluate your application before they commit to actually investing time with you. Follow? Next question, next to last. Does working for a startup look bad on a resume? No. Now, if it's a startup, a retail store with no employees and no sales that no one's ever heard of before, it doesn't do anything for you. Doesn't necessarily hurt you, but it doesn't help you at all. If you've joined a startup that's a recognized brand, it's great help. If you work for a startup, like I said, that no one's ever heard of before, neutral. That's it. Last question. Why is not sending a thank you email after an interview a huge mistake that can cost you a job you are about to get? Some organizations believe manners are important. They want to know that you're interested in the role. A thank you letter afterwards from your vantage point, is a selling opportunity. You can sell yourself one more time in your credentials. From their side, it reflects manners and courtesy that these days is very hard to find. And they take note of this. If they're comparing the one who sent the thank you note with identical skills with the one who didn't, the thank you note's a tiebreaker. So understand that from their standpoint, they're looking for some differentiator. One of the things that they worry about is extending an offer that gets turned down. Why would you not send the thank you letter if you could sell your credentials again? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.